there was somebody else that was working in the store that you took an interest in.
Well, you know, there was a little girl worked in the candy department named Barbara, and she tells the story different than I tell it. I tell it that someone told me she was interested in me, and she doesn't remember it that way, but I would swear that that's the way that it was. I always talk about how that there's a song back in my day that says, I met my million-dollar baby in a 5- and 10-cent store, where I really did. But I didn't realize it was going to cost me $1 million in just shoes alone. But we started dating when she was 15 and I was 17. And then, of course, we married at 17 and 19.
Took her out for Coke dates, I guess?
Yeah, I recall having 10 cents, actually 20 cents. We could buy a 5-cent Coke and a 5-cent ice cream cone at the Dairy Queen. And with 20 cents, we could go out on a date.
Your first big purchase was an automobile.
I bought a Yella, and it fit real well, convertible. I didn't look under the hood, and it was the lemon that it looked like, because I was just interested in buying a convertible, so that didn't last long. Then I traded it for a little better car later on.
Remember how much you paid for that convertible?
You know, I think I paid about $300 or $400 for it, as I recall.
So this would have been in the early 50s.
Early 60s.
Oh, 60s.
Yeah,
okay.
Or late 50s.
You loved this retail business from the very start, and you caught the spirit of buying at 10 and selling at 20, I guess. Very exciting.
Right. There was just something fascinating to see the goods, and I see the cost when I check merchandise in and just see the economics of buying and selling products and how that you could display it, and the display made a lot of difference as to how fast or how well you sold the product. So I just found that very fascinating.
Many of us, we've worked in retail stores, but it was a job. And it never occurred to somebody like me to think of the business model. Mm-hmm. But your mind jumped to that. Mm-hmm. And so you were obviously born to do this. Mm-hmm. You had that kind of mind.
I know that through the years, and I've been in retail now over 50 years, that it's always very, very, very exciting to me. And it started at that very young age. And I don't know what I would have been as interested if someone hadn't taken personal attention to me and given me the time that Mr. Tyler did.
So after high school, you went into the military?
You know, I wanted to be a store manager for McClellan's, and they said, you cannot be a store manager if you haven't done your military service. And back then, they were drafting people, so they didn't want me to become a store manager, and then I get drafted, and they'd have no store manager. So I said, well, I'm going to go into the Air Force Reserves, and then that way I could become a manager and serve during the weekends.
Would have been about 63 or 4 in there, perhaps.
I think it would be about 63.
Vietnam was on then at that time.
That's right.
So you were married at 19, Barbara 17, and out of that marriage, children?
We have 3 children.
Then somehow you came to work for TG&Y.
When I was working for McClellan's, they were really not growing. And TG&Y was the Walmart of their day back in the early 60s. They were adding 70, 80 stores a year. They were growing with leaps and bounds. And I knew that if I came over to TG&Y, that I could become a store manager a lot quicker because of their fast-paced growth. And so I came over to TG&Y.
What does TG&Y stand for?
TG&Y stands for Thompson, Goslin, and Young. It was 3 businessmen that had variety stores in Oklahoma, and they decided to join their forces to create this chain that actually got up to over 1,000 stores.
You became assistant manager of the TG&Y in Shawnee?
My first position was in Shawnee as an assistant manager when I joined that company.
So you would have been pretty young. 20?
I was about 20, yes, because as soon as I turned 21, after I had been with the company for 6 months, they gave me my first store to manage after I had been with them for 6 months.
This is in 60?
61, when I went to work for them, and when I became 21, which would be 1962, I received my first store.
What kind of money were you making back then?
They paid me $400 a month. So I made $4,800 for my first year as a manager.
And you were married, and
I was married.
Babies on the way?
Oh, yes. I had one on the way, Mark, my oldest son, yes.
And let's name the children.
My oldest son is Mark Green. My second son is Stephen Green. And my daughter is Darcy. Her name is Lett now. She is married.